talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today. Exchange Club.
All right, Scott Spears back here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, February 24th, 2023, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Sorry, we got, I know we're playing these games this morning. Last hour, I got going with Park Overall, and you know, it's one of those situations, again, where no matter how you feel, Park Overall is a great guest. And I would love, how many of you would like to hear Park Overall have her show, a show on this station every week? I think she'd be fascinating. She's got a great voice. She's got her own opinions. Why not? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, we are going to get back to the trivia here because we've got Charlene and Sarah and Judy and Ryan and Mary all entered into our competition here. And we're going to get back to it momentarily because we have a large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza, one topping pizza to give away. And again, oh man, I've lost my index card. I'm going to tell you why I've lost all this stuff here in a second. Neighbor's Pizza, telephone number 740-382-6595. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 4 to 9 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 4 to 10:30. And Sunday, 4 to 8. All right. Now, during that hour, now I told you we started off the day this morning. I got a carrot, I came in to a carrot cake, muffin and a nice birthday card from Angie, and I thank her for that. During the last hour, while I had Park Overall on, our good friend Ted Jolliffe came in and brought me a super-sized Diet Stewart's root beer. Hey, how about that? A large Stewart's root beer. Diet, which is what I love. Thank you, Ted. And also brought me a shredded chicken sandwich and a curly fry, which I love. That's actually what I had last night when I was there. So thank you, Ted. And also, Ted went over to the Del Taco, and apparently Del Taco's closed right now. I don't know what's going on there. But he got me some coupons here. Buy one, get one free on the breakfast burrito. Now, Sarah's probably jealous now. A free new buttery garlic parmesan crispy jumbo shrimp taco, free. And a couple buy one, get one frees on the classic grilled chicken burrito. So that's all from Ted Jolliffe and Carol for my birthday. And I thank them so much for that. And then one of our dear friends, Larry Shirk, came in. Phyllis and Larry, who are great listeners to this show, good, good, good people. I always say Phyllis is the best cook in the world, and brought in the lemon pie. Now, I'm telling you, I can't even call this lemon pie, because lemon pie does not do it justice. It is the most delicious. It's just so good. I will probably eat this whole thing myself. That's how good it is. And a nice card here. Very, very nice. So, your friends Phyllis and Larry. Well, thank you so much. And a very nice note in there. So, I got the lemon pie, freshly cooked, again, from Phyllis, who just does a wonderful job with that. And again, it's lemon deliciousness. I got lunch here, curly fries and a chicken sandwich from Ted Jolliffe, coupons to Del Taco, a large root beer, a carrot cake muffin. You know, I am very, very lucky to know and be around the people I'm with. You know, we have a lot of fun on this station, but I do think we're all a family, and you, the listeners, have always been so good to me, and this is just another continuation of that. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and thanks everybody who called in. Oh, we'll continue on now. Okay. What do we got here? We got our new category. Okay. Well, I said we were going to do something on Marian history here. Now, I put this category together. Let's see how good we are. There are 16 correct answers here. Now, here's what it is. Things that are important in Marian. Now, this can be something that's no longer here. This can be a place. This can be a person. This can be a thing. Things that are important to Marian, Ohio. People, places, things, businesses, whatever. It's all on the list. And I rattled off 16 of them during the break there. 740-383-9944. So it's all Marian, Ohio. And you can't look this one up because I put the list together myself here for this Family Feud question. Now remember, we are in the studio, 740-383-9944. Things that are important to Marian, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
The Harding Home.
Harding Home was actually number one on the list. You got it. Harding Home, number one on the list. How about that? So we got the Harding Home. Now remember, people, places, and things important to Marian, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Mary Ellen Withrow.
Mary Ellen Withrow, absolutely. Number 15 on the list. You got it. Mary Ellen Withrow, number 15 on the list. Absolutely. People, places, and things important to Marian. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Can they be dead?
Yep, they can be dead.
Okay, President Harding.
President Harding, absolutely. Number 12 on the list. You got it. President Harding, number 12 on the list of 16 things. People, places, and things important to Marian, Ohio. Restaurants, businesses, anything. Go ahead, caller.
Harding Memorial.
Harding Memorial, absolutely. Number 4 on the list. You got it. Harding Memorial shows up at number 4 on the list here today. People, they can be dead. Places, they can be out of business. People, places, and things that were important are important to Marian, Ohio. 16 of them. So far, we've got 4. Harding Home, number 1. Harding Memorial, number 4. President Harding, number 12. Mary Ellen Withrow, number 15. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Charlie Evers.
Charlie Evers, absolutely. Number 16 on the list. You got it. Charlie Evers, number 16 on the list. You know, as I'm looking at this, I think we got 17 things on the list now. Charlie was 16, but I had one below him. So, there is another, though. So, I guess it's 17 chances to get in here today. Go ahead, caller.
The mayor, Scott Schertzer.
You know, I didn't put the mayor on here. Isn't that terrible? I won't be getting a birthday card from him.
I don't think so.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not put the mayor on here. Mayor Schertzer is not on the list. There are people on here, though. Charlie, number 16. Mary Ellen, number 15. President Harding, number 12. Could be other people. Not going to give away any answers here. People, places, and things, of course, on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the Palace Theater.
I didn't put the Palace on here.
Madonna?
I know. No Palace Theater on the list here today. People, places, and things important to Marian. 17 of them. I could start throwing things on here. Go ahead, caller.
So you made the list, right?
I did.
Okay, can I do a gag one?
Go ahead.
McDonald's.
Well, I'll tell you, that McDonald's on 95 is my it should be a landmark, I think.
Well, you should have put that for number one. That's what I mean.
I know.
You
I visit that more than anything in this town.
That should have been your number one thing. I forgot what I was going to say. But let me see. Oh, I'll just say the courthouse.
No courthouse on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, the McDonald's on 95 should be just a historic landmark. Just because of my many trips to the McDonald's on 95 for a large Diet Coke. All right. People, places, and things historic, important to Marion, Ohio. We got the Harding Home. We've got the Harding Memorial. We've got President Harding, Mary Ellen Withrow, Charlie Evers. You know, and these are not in any particular order. They're just here. Go ahead, caller.
Jeff Ruth.
No Jeff Ruth on the list. Another person I won't get a birthday card from. No Jeff Ruth on this particular list, unfortunately. I don't know. You know, I guess it's all opinion-based. 740-383-9944. People, places, and things important to Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Marion Star used to be important.
You know what? I did put the Marion Star on the list.
All right.
Absolutely. Marion Star, you got it. Thanks, Mary.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Mary gets in there with the Marion Star. Absolutely, the Marion Star is on the list. They've taken a little bit of a tumble in recent times, but, you know, we all do. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you don't have the right ones if you put the Marion Star.
Well, you know, I don't know. President Harding's newspaper.
I've had trouble with that thing, but they're getting better now. I'm going to say George Kosodas.
You know, no George Kosodas on the list today.
Scott, you shouldn't have made this list.
I know, it's horrible, isn't it? Bad list.
No.
Thanks. No George Kosodas on the list today. How about that? No. Harding Home, Harding Memorial, Marion Star, President Harding, Mary Ellen Withrow, Charlie Evers. What are the others? So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 17. Still 11 to go. People, places, and things important to Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
The Veterans Memorial.
No Vets Memorial Coliseum. No, not on the list. No Veterans Memorial Coliseum on the list here today. People, places, things important to history and the mayor. Now remember, these things can be out of business. They can be gone as well. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say Mayor Kellogg.
No Mayor Kellogg on the list today. No Mayor Kellogg on the list. How about that? See how many things we could put on the list here, people, places, and things important to Marion, Ohio. But no Mayor Kellogg on this particular list. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know what you call it, but that place where that Ferris wheel and stuff, roller coaster used to be out by Bargain City.
Crystal Lake. Crystal Lake.
Did you put that?
No Crystal Lake on the list.
Boy, okay.
Okay. No Crystal Lake Amusement Park on the list here today. Now, remember, I guess this list is pretty much just in my opinion. But no Crystal Lake Amusement Park on the list here today. People, places, and things important to Marion, Ohio, past and present. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
The memorial out on Delaware Avenue across from the Harding Memorial.
Nope, not on the list. I'm not sure what that memorial, that might be a veterans memorial as well. No, I did not put that on the list, but that's a very, very nice and important place to visit out there on Delaware Avenue across from the Harding Memorial. To be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try that Eber Baker. I think that's his name.
No Eber Baker on the list.
Okay.
I know the poor founder of Marion doesn't even make this particular list. No Eber Baker on the list. People, places, things important in the history of Marion. All right, go ahead.
Whirlpool.
No Whirlpool on the list.
Okay.
No Whirlpool on this particular list. How about that? Maybe somebody else should have put this list together. I might not be in the right neighborhood. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's called the True House, that one down on the corner across from the old post office where they had the Underground Railroad.
Oh, yeah. Nope. No True House on the list. No True House on the list here today. Well, we've got Harding Home, Harding Memorial, Marion Starr, President Harding, Mary Ellen Withrow, Charlie Evers. Go ahead, caller.
I just tuned you back in. Has anybody said Isleys?
No, and that is on the list at number 9. How could we not put the Isleys on there?
That's right. All right, thank you,
thank
Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ryan gets in with Isleys. Absolutely Isleys. All right. So we got Isleys. That's another one off of our list. 740-383-9944. Where in the world is my list of things I've written down here? Too much paperwork today. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the Harding High School.
No Harding High School on the list. No Harding High School on the list. Although, Isleys did make the list. Harding Home, Harding Memorial, Marion Starr, Isleys, President Harding, Mary Ellen, Charlie Evers. Go ahead, caller.
Popcorn Museum.
No Popcorn Museum.
No.
No Popcorn Museum, but I will tell you this. There's something in the same building as the Popcorn Museum that I did put on the list. So there's a hint for you. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Whirlpool.
No Whirlpool on the list. No Whirlpool on the list. But there's a hint for you. There is something that is in where the Popcorn Museum is that I did put on the list. 740-751-4038. Harding Home, Harding Memorial, Marion Starr, Isleys, President Harding. Go ahead, caller.
I'm trying to think. Did you put that Historical Society?
Not, well, I'll tell you, this is in the Historical Society, but no, I didn't put the Historical Society itself.
Did you put that one where they donated that popcorn machine?
Not the popcorn machine.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, this is in the Historical Society. I did not put the Historical Society itself on the list. All right. Let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Stewart's Root Beer?
Stewart's Root Beer. Absolutely. Number 2 on the list. Stewart's Root Beer shows up at number 2 on the list as I take a drink of a large diet Stewart's Root Beer, thanks to Ted Jolliffe. Let's see here. Well, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Mary Ellen's Museum there.
Yes, the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, number 3 on the list.
I need to think like you think.
Have you been up to the museum?
No, but when they had a sale in that parking lot a few years ago, I went to the... Yes, I have. I've been down in there, but just the one part. I don't know if how long they've been there, but I didn't go through. Just as you go down the steps in that, I'd call it the left side towards State Street, and then they had a parking lot sale, and I went to that, but I went down just in that one room. I don't know if you could go to any others.
Well, I'll tell you, you ought to get down there and see her museum, and you'd know why it's on the list. It's very, very good.
Do they charge to go to that at all?
You know, for seniors, I don't know if there's a charge. I don't know. I know there is but it's not very much. It's like $3, $5, something like that.
Well, why don't you give tickets away to that?
Well, if you know, next time Fred Malone's on, we'll have to ask.
Yeah, that would be neat to give. Okay.
Yep, thanks. Yes, Mary Ellen Withrow's museum is on the list. I don't know how much it costs to get in the Historical Society. It's probably on the website. I know. I think at one point, well, I don't know. I think there is a break for seniors and college students and things of that nature. All right, 32 minutes past the hour here, Friday, February 24th. 2023, People, Places, and Things Important to Marion. Got the Harding Home, Stewart's Root Beer, Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, Harding Memorial, Marion Star, Isley's. What else we got? Go ahead, caller.
How about the Upper Crust Society?
Well, you definitely should be on the list because those people are definitely all upper crust.
Well, how about Buckeye Chuck?
Buckeye Chuck is on the list, absolutely. Oh, number 16. Well. Thank you.
Have a great birthday.
Thank you. Yes, Buckeye Chuck is on the list, of course. We just celebrated Buckeye Chuck. So there's another one we've knocked off. Buckeye Chuck on the list here today. All right, go ahead, caller.
Lawrence's Orchard?
No Lawrence Orchard on the list. But that is, you know, that's pretty close there. Not bad when we talk about Lawrence Orchard. Harding Home, Stewart's, Withrow Museum, Harding Memorial, Marion Star, Isley's, President Harding. Go ahead, caller.
Marion General.
No Marion General on the list. No Marion General on the list, but probably should be for a lot of reasons. Harding Home, Stewart's, Withrow Museum, Harding Memorial, Marion Star. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Wyandotte Popcorn?
Yes, Wyandotte Popcorn on the list at number 5. You got it. Wyandotte Popcorn does show up on the list at number 5. So we got Charlie Evers, Buckeye Chuck, Mary Ellen Withrow, President Harding, The Isley Shop, Marion Star, Wyandotte, Harding Memorial, Withrow Museum, Stewart's Root Beer, Harding Home. Still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Still 6 answers left to go. People, places, and things that are important to Marion, Ohio. What 6 have we forgotten? Now remember, they could be people dead or alive. They could be businesses gone and forgotten or still here. They could be things that people go and visit while they're in Marion, Ohio. What are the final 6? Could be anything. You know, I'm surprised. Well, there's some on here I'm surprised we haven't gotten, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
WMRN.
No WMRN on the list, but a good guess.
All right.
No WMRN on the list, but certainly not a bad guess at all. 6 answers left. Well, this is interesting. Let's see if we get them. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Madge Cooper.
No Madge Cooper on the list.
Uh-oh.
I know. Now I'm going to be haunted now.
I was going to say, if she were alive.
Yeah, she wouldn't like that. Thank you. No Madge Cooper on this particular list. Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers left on the list. No Madge Cooper on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Hills Department Store.
No Hills Department Store on the list. No Hills Department Store on the list. People, places, and things that are important to Marion, Ohio. 6 answers left. We gonna get them? Go ahead, caller.
The Peanut Push.
No Peanut Push on the list. The Peanut Push did not make my particular list here. Boy, what are these 6 things that are significant in Marion, Ohio? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Max Ross.
No Max Ross on the list. No former Sheriff Max Ross on this particular list. But see all the things we're coming up here with that are important to Marion, Ohio. I think that's kind of nice. Go ahead, caller.
Eber Baker.
No Eber Baker on the list.
All right, I'm thinking.
Keep thinking. No Eber Baker on the list. The founder of Marion does not make this particular list. 6 things left. Remember, they can be people, places, things, whatever. Dead, alive, in business, out of business. Go ahead, caller.
How about the YMCA?
No YMCA on the list. No YMCA on this particular list. Well, still down to six here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Andrew's Pastry.
No Andrew's Pastries on the list. No Andrew's Pastries on the list. You know, I'm looking at these. We've definitely talked about all six of these things on the air at one time or another. Go ahead, caller.
How about the shovel because of that crawler, that big thing they made, that dozer thing, whatever?
Yes, the Marion Power Shovel, number six on the list. You got it. Yeah, I was surprised we didn't get that one sooner. So many people to this day still talk about the Marion Power Shovel. I was surprised that didn't come sooner. Go ahead, caller.
How about Marion Power Shovel?
Power Shovel, number six on the list. You got it.
Okey-doke.
Again, I was so surprised that that one did not come sooner. The Marion Power Shovel. I thought we would get that one a lot quicker. So many people work there, and the crawler's still here, and people talk about that all the time. I'm surprised that didn't come up sooner. All right, now we're down to five, and about 20 minutes left to go. Important people, places, and things when it comes to Marion. Well, no, four. Maybe we're down to four here. One, two, three. No, five. We're down to five. Go ahead, caller.
Did I say the Palace Theater? I think I did.
I think so. No Palace Theater.
I think I did. Okay.
No Palace Theater on this particular list. But there are still five things. What are they? One, two, three, four, five. And they're all things that are associated with Marion, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Lady Justice.
Oh, you know, I should have put that on there. No Lady Justice on the list. I definitely should have put that on the list. See, there's another one that slipped right by. No Lady Justice on this particular list. Five things left. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the tall grass trails, or that paradise that lady had, that paradise. I want to say island, but it's that.
Paradise.
What is it called?
Paradise.
I thought there was another name with it. Yeah, one of those.
Yep, no tall grass trail and no paradise. No tall grass trail and no paradise on the list. Five left to go. People, places, and things important to Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Dear Old Harding High.
No Old Harding High. Good guess, though.
For crying out, somebody say anything about Harding Hotel?
No. Hey, that's on the list. Harding Hotel is on the list.
Okay.
You got it. As I drink this root beer.
Marion noted for the railroad center with double interlockings at AC Tower, which AC stood for Atlantic Crossing. That's a big thing in Marion for years and years and years, and still around.
You know, I don't have that on the list, but I love that picture that's in Denny's of the railroad.
Uh-huh.
Good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Boy, I'll tell you, thanks to Ted Jolliffe, this is a good, and Carol, his wife, what a good root beer I'm enjoying here. But the Harding Hotel, yes, Harding Hotel was on the list. Go ahead, caller.
The Southland Mall.
No Southland Mall on the list. No Southland Mall on the list. All righty. One, two, three, four. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Florence Harding or his girlfriend, that Nan. I think her name was Nan.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody got Florence Harding. We left the old first lady till the very end.
Well, I thought she'd probably be there. Okay.
She is. Thank you. Florence Harding, absolutely on the list here today. Well, now we're down to three. People, places, and things important to Marion. What are the final three? Oh, yes, Florence Harding spinning in her grave on this one. Go ahead, caller.
Harding Hotel.
Harding Hotel, we got it. Harding Hotel, definitely on the list. I think Ted called in and got that one just a few seconds ago. All right, still three answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Marion General Hospital.
No Marion General Hospital. Boy, I got this lemon pie here. I got French fries and a chicken sandwich. A large Stewart's Root Beer Diet, which I like. You know, all these coupons to Del Taco. I don't know what I'm going to do. Boy, I'll be living it up for the next 24 hours, that's for sure. What are the three remaining items? People, places, and things important to Marion, Ohio. What could they be? Three things left. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about Lincoln Park?
No Lincoln Park, but a good guess.
How about Roosevelt Park?
No, you know, I don't have any parks on here.
Oh, come on. We got to get a park in there.
We got to do so. We only got three left.
Play ball.
No parks on the list today. What a shame. No parks. 740-383-9944. Three answers left to go. People, places, things important to Marion. Go ahead, caller.
New Jersey?
No Jersey on the list.
No?
No Jersey on the list today. What a tragedy that one is. Those people will probably get mad at me. We got Harding Home, Stewart's, Withrow Museum, Harding Memorial, Wyandotte, Power Shovel. Go ahead, caller.
The post office.
No post office. No post office on the list today. Whew. Well, we had 17 to begin with. We're down to three. People, places, and things important to Marion, Ohio. 15 minutes left to go. Harding Home, Stewart's Root Beer, Withrow Museum, Harding Memorial, Wyandotte Popcorn, Power Shovel, Marion Star, Harding Hotel, Isley's, President Harding, Florence Harding, Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Chuck, and Charlie Evers. And still three to go. What are the remaining three answers with 15 minutes left to go? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We got a root beer float coming up and a neighbor's pizza. Go ahead, caller.
All the one-way streets and all the curvatures and the bumps in the roads and the railroad tracks and so on and so forth.
And that one-way alley we've got over there at the end of Mount Vernon Avenue.
Transportation through Marion.
Boy, we're known for it. I didn't put it on the list, but we're definitely known for it.
Oh, come on, Scotty. You travel it all the time, buddy.
I know. I go down that alley quite a bit, 3-4 times a week.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Oh, they call that a street. I still don't know how they can call that a street over there. What is that street? Cummins? Oh, my gosh. What a mess. Go ahead, caller.
The Popcorn Festival.
No Popcorn Festival, but boy, that's a good one. I should have put that on the list. No Popcorn Festival on the list here today. Holy mackerel. Things important to Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if I've got the name right, but I think it's Father Fury. I think he was in the paper lately.
Yeah, Father Fury. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No Father Fury on this particular list, but he certainly was very important in the history of Marion. No doubt about it. Well, these are a lot of good guesses. Go ahead, caller.
Martha Douse.
Oh, that's a I left Martha off the list. No Martha Douse. Gosh, how could I leave Martha Douse off the list? The First Lady of Dance in Marion. Boy, oh boy. I'm probably going to get haunted tonight. All right, go ahead, caller.
Marion County Fair.
No Marion County Fair. No Marion County Fair on this particular list. What are the three final answers? People, places, and things important to Marion. Wide category. Go ahead, caller.
Whirlpool?
No Whirlpool. Good guess. No Whirlpool on the list, but not a bad guess at all. People, places, and things important to Marion, Ohio. We've got the Harding Home, Stewart's Root Beer, the Withrow Museum. Go ahead, caller.
The Oorang Indians.
No Oorang Indians. Good guess. No Oorang Indians, but not a bad guess at all. Harding Home, Stewart's Root Beer, Withrow Museum, Harding Memorial, Wyandot Popcorn, Power Shovel, Marion Star, Harding Hotel, Isley's, President Harding, Florence Harding, Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Chuck, Charlie Evers. Go ahead, caller.
Woolworths.
No Woolworths on the list. No Woolworths on the list. Boy, still three left to go. People, places, and things important to Marion, Ohio. About 12 minutes left in the broadcast here today. Now we're giving away a large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza, one topping. 740-382-6595. All right, go ahead, caller.
Fahey Bank.
No Fahey Bank, but a good one. No Fahey Bank on the list, but not a bad guess at all. That's an institution here in Marion. All right, a large one topping to Neighbor's Pizza and a root beer float from Stewart's. Woo! What a day. Go ahead, caller.
The Train Museum.
Nope, not on the list. Not on the list today. Three answers left to go. Things important to Marion. Wow. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say McCloskey. I don't know if he was a senator or what.
No McCloskey on the... No Doc McCloskey.
Yeah, Doc, that's it, yeah.
No Doc McCloskey on the list here today. Three left to go. About 11 minutes left in the broadcast. A large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza, one topping. We're giving away in a root beer float to Stewart's Root Beer, which opened for the season yesterday, 11 to 8 every day. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone mentioned the popcorn festival itself?
You know, I should have put that on the list. Not on the list, though.
Okay, all right.
No popcorn festival on the list, but boy, that's one I should have put on there. That's a very popular one. Well, we're under 10 minutes now. Still three answers left to go. People, places, and things important to Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
How about the water tower on top of Gurley Hill?
No water tower.
Well, how about the drinking fountain up there at the towers where your antenna is?
I know. How important is that? My goodness, that's a landmark.
Yeah.
Thank you. Not on the list. Not on the list, the old drinking fountain. Well, we're down to 9 minutes. Maybe I'll give a hint on one of these. I'll tell you what, two of these things are on Delaware Avenue. I'll tell you that. How about two of these things on Delaware Avenue? Go ahead, caller.
Crystal Lake.
No Crystal Lake. Good guess. No Crystal Lake on the list today. Two of these attractions are on Delaware Avenue. How about that? And they've been written up in books and things like that. Go ahead, caller.
Is it that museum, that Stengel, or whatever?
No Stengel True Museum.
Okay.
No Stengel True Museum. I would call both of these things attractions, and they're both on Delaware Avenue. They're both kind of on this end of Delaware Avenue, down here toward South Prospect, where we are. Oh, Lord. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the Marion Cemetery, where that ball is, or that gypsy lady in the Catholic one or whatever.
Well, which one are you going to go with here?
I'm going to say that ball thing, because that's been written up.
The Merchant Ball, absolutely. Merchant Ball's number 11 on the list.
Okay.
The Merchant Ball shows up at number 11 on the list. Certainly, the old Merchant Ball in the Marion Cemetery. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Army Depot?
Not the Army Depot. No Army Depot on the list here today. But the old Merchant Ball did make the list. About 7 minutes left in the broadcast today. Harding Home, Stewart's, Withrow Museum, Harding Memorial, Wyandotte, Power Shovel, Marion Star, Harding Hotel. Go ahead, caller.
Now, this is stretching a little bit, but the world-famous bologna sandwich.
Oh, you know, it's so good. Not on the list, but definitely. We probably have to put that more in Waldo.
Yeah, that's why I said stretching a little bit.
Stretched a little bit. Thank you. The old bologna sandwich does not make the list here today. Last one we had was the old Merchant Ball in the Marion Cemetery. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Doughboy?
Not the Doughboy.
Did they get the Harding's tomb?
Yep, we got the Harding Memorial.
How about the tomb? Were they held him there?
The holding vault? No holding vault on the list.
Okay.
All right, no holding vault on the list here today. A receiving vault. Or whatever that thing was called. Two items left on the list here. Things that are important to Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I just went blank.
Oh.
But I'm listening to the radio, to the thing, too, and it just hit my mind.
See how popular this show has become?
I know, but when it said you were picking them, then I started going a different way.
Don't you think the Merchant Ball qualifies?
Yeah, I know what it was. I called about the cemetery, the gypsy lady.
Yes,
the written up too. It's a Marian. I think that's the Marian Catholic one.
Yes,
I knew I had it on my mind, but I'm listening and it went off.
Yes, I spent the night in the cemetery once over there.
I know, with Martha.
With Martha, yes.
And I remember you telling that, spent all night and stuff. Yes.
Yes, Gypsy Queen is on the list.
You better hope George and him don't listen to this.
Hey, thanks. Well, we only got one answer left now. Yes, the Gypsy Queen is on the list. Now, see, you need to go over to Stewart's Root Beer and get yourself a Scott Spears, which is a chicken sandwich and a fry and a large Stewart's Diet Root Beer, and then go on over to the Gypsy Queen. Pull in the Marion Catholic Cemetery, go right from the main entrance, and you'll come on it. It's a wooden cross on the right. Go ahead, caller.
It's the old hospital on Delaware Avenue.
Nope, not the old hospital. One answer left, though. I'll tell you what, this one answer is not on it's not on Delaware Avenue. But the two on Delaware Avenue were the Gypsy Queen and the Merchant Ball. But we've still got one answer left. Things that are important to Marion. With 4 minutes left to go. And we're going to be giving away a large one-topping pizza to Neighbor's Pizza. And a root beer float to Stewart's Root Beer, which opened for their season yesterday. One item left. What is it? 4 minutes left to go. We got the Harding Home, Stewart's Root Beer, Withrow Museum, Harding Memorial, Wyandotte Popcorn, Power Shovel, Marion Star, Harding Hotel, Isley's, Gypsy Queen, Merchant Ball, President Harding, Florence Harding, Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Chuck, Charlie Evers, and one answer left to go. What is it? Only got about 3 minutes here. What is that final answer gonna be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's the final answer? All right, go ahead, caller.
Let's try that ladies' home up on Center Street. I don't know the name of it.
The Women's Club Home, not on the list.
Yeah, that.
No Women's Club Home on this particular list. Well, one answer left to go. What is it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Holy Jesus. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, let's try Lady Justice.
No Lady Justice on the list.
Okay.
No Lady Justice on our particular list here today. One answer left. People, places, and things important to Marion. One left. What could it be? Well, I'll tell you this. I've probably talked about it more on this show than any of the other things. How about that? Isn't that a big hint? And we haven't even got to it here. Go ahead, caller.
How about the big pond down there, General Telephone Company, which is the sheriff's office now?
Not the big white building, nope. Not the big white building, but that's a good guess. This is something I've probably talked about more on this show than anything else that's on this list, I bet. Does anybody know what it is? Are your minds being wrecked right now? 740-383-9944. A very popular thing in Marion. 740-383-9944. We're down to 2 minutes. We're going to do our drawing here momentarily. Large Neighbor's Pizza. And Root Beer Float from Stewart's Root Beer. So we've got it all coming here today. Got a lot of people entered in the competition. We got Ryan and Ted Jolliffe and Charlene and Judy and Mary and Sarah. A lot of people in the running here. 1 minute left to go. Who's going to get the right answer? 740-383-9944. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
Did I say the towers earlier and I wasn't accepted on that?
Yeah, not the towers.
And how about down there at McKinley Lake? You don't talk about that much either.
No, not McKinley Lake.
But give us a better hint there, Scott.
It was a living thing. It's not living anymore. It was a living thing. It's not living anymore. And I've probably talked about it on this show more than anything. It has to do with President Harding. How about that? There's another big hint. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about your radio station? WWGH.
It should be, but not on...
If you didn't put that, you did a very bad job.
I know. We didn't put old WWGH here on the list, but there's one answer left to go. Has to do with President Harding. Probably talked about it on the air more than anything. It was a living thing at one point. It's no longer living. Kids loved it. Final thing on the list. Somebody's got it here. Go ahead, caller.
The old dog collar.
The old dog collar. Well, you know, I actually put the dog on the list. But Laddie boy. Kids love that. So many people still think he's buried up there with Mr. and Mrs. Harding.
I knew as soon as you gave that last hint what it was.
Yes, old Laddie boy. How could we forget that? Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, yep. Bye.
All right. Yes, old Laddie boy was the last one on the list. All right. Let's do our drawing here. And remember, all you got to do is give your name to Neighbor's Pizza, a large one-topping pizza, and all you got to do is give your name over at Stewart's. They will have the ice cream float ready. Let's do the ice cream float first today. The ice cream float goes to. Let's do the drawing here. Shake these things up. The ice cream float goes to Mary. Mary Bickley, if you're out there listening, you get the ice cream float. Root beer float, I guess I should say, from Stewart's Root Beer. Now, the one large topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. And remember, Neighbor's Pizza open Wednesday, Thursday, 4 to 9, Friday, Saturday, 4 to 10:30, and Sunday, 4 to 8, 740-382-6595. And the winner of the large pizza is Ted Jolliffe. You get the large pizza. And that is it for today. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Thanks to Park Overall and Sam Donaldson and everybody who called in. Thanks to Ted Jolliffe for bringing in the stuff from Stewart's Root Beer. Phyllis and Larry Shirk for the pie and the card. Angie for the muffin and the card. And thank you for listening, as always, making it a fun morning. Continue to listen. I'll be back on Monday morning starting at 8:15. Scott Spears heading for the dugout. What is Dr. Ruth's definition of love?
I don't have a real definition. Everybody has to work out their own. But I would say a part of it would